all of the things that are happening in this time are sparking rather strong emotions. And strong emotions, of course, leave the physical body feeling ungrounded. And that does not mean to say that you have done anything wrong, any more than if you stood at the ocean with the waves coming at you and at you and at you, there would be something wrong with you because you were feeling ungrounded. If you think of it that way, you will understand better some of the things that you are feeling. There are wave upon things that are coming your way. So you want to do some adjustment with your expectation. It is a reasonable expectation to say to yourself, when there is one wave, or even three waves within a limited period of time, a few hours, that you should be able to simply feel the wave and let it go and be fine. That is a reasonable expectation. But as it is now, the waves are not stopping. So there is a high probability that you are feeling anxiety. And we want to speak about anxiety in two ways. One, while you are in a body, you are going to feel it from time to time. And that does not mean anything bad about you. It does not mean that you are not strong. It does not mean that you are not doing something right. It simply means that there is a great deal of energy flowing toward you now. That that is going to hit you in a certain way. So now what do? We give up the expectation that we should not be feeling what we are feeling. Let us say that once more. We give up the expectation that we should not be feeling what we are feeling. You are feeling what you are feeling. What we want to do is make sure that what we are feeling is not connecting to any of the wounded beliefs which we are all working to clear. Starting with the one we just mentioned, which is that you should be able to clear everything no matter how fast things come at you. That is not true. It is not a thing that you can do while you are in the body. But the fact that things are coming at you does not mean that you are wrong. It simply means that that is the nature of the energy weather that we are all experiencing. So we want to be clear on that. And so the first thing to do is no blame. Do not start sentences with, "What is wrong with me that I am feeling?" No, we do not do that. We are feeling because it is a time when feelings are aroused and waves are coming quickly. So what we want to do is give up any energy that turns against us. That is the first rule. It sounds like a bit harsh, the rule, but we mean that only in referring to a truth about what you need to know. The second thing is to be sure that when you are feeling an emotional thing, you are not allowing it to connect to one of the old beliefs from an old wound. The waves are coming fast, and therefore I am doing something wrong. That is what we do not wish to do. There is a way that something connects that really should not be connecting. So what is it that we do? We do not turn against ourselves. We do not hook up what we are feeling with old wounded beliefs. And the third thing that we definitely need to do is stay full. Now, full does not mean that we do not feel anything. It simply means that we allow the universe to be our companion while we are moving through this rather tiring kind of weather. And what does that mean? It means that while all of this is happening inside and outside of us on the earth, the universe loves and supports us. And that is where we want to keep our focus. That in any given situation, we have the right to know that we are loved. And that the universe sends that to us simply as a result of our asking, of our opening to it. And that our job then is to follow what the universe is doing. And where the universe loves us, we must love ourselves as well. So this is a thing of the time we are living in. It makes us give up the need to control everything. That must be put down because that is dangerous. It means that we must stop connecting everything that happens in life to our own worth, because that does not make any sense either. If you lived in a place where there were many storms, as Channel did, they have what they call twisters. And if every time one of those landed, you said to yourself, "What is wrong with me that this twister has hit the place where I am?" You would be upset for your entire life. So we do not want to do that. We want to have respect for the physical and the emotional weather we are in. But we want our focus to be on the knowledge that we are full and we are loved. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the wind blow, and let the wind blow away from the outside of your body anything that might have caught and held in your field. Give it to the wind. Let the wind take it away. And feel a warm rain fall around your body, and let it take away your pain and your worry and your trouble. Exhale it and let the rain wash it away. Feel a light from the center of the earth come up into your body, and know that this is a clearing light. It comes into your root and clears away any blockage you may have, anything that would prevent you from creating the highest good in your life. Feel the light move into your second center and let that light remove from your second center judgment and shame and all the old beliefs that go with that center. Feel the cleansing light move up into your solar plexus and let the cleansing light move away upset and discomfort, anger, anything that you might be holding in the solar plexus that would make your movement heavy. Feel it moved out of your body. Feel the cleansing light come into your heart and move out of your heart center old patterns. Anything that turns against you, feel that moved out of your heart. Feel the clearing energy in your throat, clearing any communication that does not hold you in regard, respect you, speak lovingly to you about your life. Any other communication needs to leave that center. Feel the clearing energy come up and into your third eye. And feel the clearing energy open your third eye and make you able to intuit, to wisely know how to move in your world. Feel the clearing energy come up to your body and open the crown. And feel the bright sun that is the universe and all of its gifts pouring its light into your body, moving through your thoughts, bringing the vibration of your body and your chakra centers higher. Making your communication wise and loving and powerful. Making your heart able to love, beginning with yourself, and to love from the center of yourself in a strong yet gentle way. Feel the golden light fill the solar plexus with all of the emotions that come from one who is loved and loving. Feel the golden light in your second center, making you know that it is right to feel and to release and to have that power, so that you are never caught with old shame or beliefs that hold you in a place you no longer need to be. Feel the flow of golden light through your body, into your root, making your ability to create strong and good. And feel that golden light connect you with the earth to ground you in how full you are and how loved you are. And feel that golden light spread all around you, drawing to you what is best for you. Moving into your heart center, see a ring of golden light, and in that ring, see that the universe has left a gift for you. Know the gift. rest the mind. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.